According to this, a single Kamida Beis, there is not Kamida. In other words, that only the second Girsay holds that there are two prerequisites, Chashiv and Halal Mishkan. But the first Girsay holds that there is only one prerequisite, Chashiv. So, but Halal Mishkan is not a prerequisite. So Choshuv, even though it didn't exist in the Mishkan, is a Meloche, and Halal Mishkan, not Choshuv, is not an Avmeloch. Is not an Avmeloch. Now we have to understand, this thesis in Baba Kami doesn't even make sense. How can we say that Choshuv is the only prerequisite? So Choshuv, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, is an Av. If it didn't exist in the Mishkan, so how can it be an Av? I mean, who is this arbiter who will decide what is Choshuv? Now, why shouldn't climbing up a big mountain, Mount Everest, let's say, why shouldn't that be considered in Melocha Choshuvo? It's in Melocha Choshuvo, I mean, there are very few people who could do it. So, I mean, if you consider it from the point of view of common sense, I mean, I would be disposed to say that this is more choshuv, let's say, than making two stitches in a baguette. After all, I mean, one does not have to be very skilled to make two stitches in a baguette. But to climb up Mount Everest, so that he has to be very skilled. So, I mean, it doesn't even make sense. I think that I discussed it. So the pshat is as follows. Of course, nothing can be considered in Loche if there is no counterpart of that type of labor in the Mishkan. Because that's the alfuse of the smichus of Parshas Shabbos to Parshas HaMishkan. So that goes without saying that the fact that a certain type of labor existed in the Mishkan, this is the foundation for the determination of Imloch. Of Imloch. But when Tesis in Baba Kama says, that according to the first Girsay, so if something is Choshev, even though it didn't exist in the Mishkan, so it is still in Meloche. Tesis doesn't mean if it didn't exist at all in the Mishkan. Neither this exact type of labor existed in the Mishkan, nor something similar to it existed in the Mishkan. In such a case, it couldn't be Meloche, because we learn out from the smichus of Shabbos to Meloches HaMishkan. But let's assume that if it was not in the Mishkan, if it was not in the Mishkan. Now, I mean, that's discussed. I mean, whether Eifel existed in Mishkan, of course, according to Rabbi Goyen Shite, we discussed it. I mean, that even if something existed in the Mishkan in connection with the Akovas Karbonis, not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so that's also considered having the Mishkan. So, according to Rabbi Goyen, certainly Eifel was in the Mishkan. But let's say not according to Rabbi Goyen. So then it's possible that Eifel was not in the Mishkan. It's possible, not according to Rabbi Goyen. So Eife was not in the Mishkan, but something similar to Eife, Mivashel, existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. In other words, let's say Bishul Samoni. So then, what Tesis is saying that according to the first Girsay, there is one prerequisite. What is the prerequisite? Choshuv. So Choshuv. So that means, so if something is choshuv, let's say like Eife, now Eife is mentioned in the Mishnah in Kolbot. So even though Eife in this exact form did not exist in the Mishkan, but something similar to Eife, Mivashel Samoni, the counterpart of Eife, existed in the Mishkan. So Mimele, so Eife, on account of its chshives, could be considered an Av Meloche, even though Eife in this exact form, Afir, in this exact form did not exist in Mishkan. But Lechol Apoches, the counterpart of Eife, Bishul Samonim, existed in the Mishkan. Masheinkei, so Mimele, we have the criterion in determining, I mean, what could be considered a Meloche or not. It's not just Chshives by itself. Chshives combined with something that is similar to it, that existed in the Mishnah. So the nafkemina between the first lashon, the first Gilseh, according to Tesis and Murakame, and the second Gilseh, that according to the second Gilseh, there are two prerequisites. One is Chshives, and one Havim Mishkan. So what does it mean, Havim Mishkan, only if it existed in that exact form in the Mishkan? But suppose something is Choshev, and the counterpart of it existed in the Mishkan, but the exact type of labor did not exist in the Mishkan, then it wouldn't be enough. So Ife wouldn't be enough. You see, according to the second version, if we assume that Eifa didn't exist, Eifa itself didn't exist in the Mishkan. So according to the second version, according to the second Gersi, according to Tesis and Borokame, Eifa would be eternal. Now, and there is, that's in connection with the other Tesis and Borokame. So there is a lot of confusion as to whether Eifa is an Av or Eifa is eternal. So in other words, there is such a shite. I mean, the Maram doesn't like that Gilsei in Tesis and Borokame, because according to that pshat and that Gilsei in Tesis and Borokame, so it follows that Eifa is Italode. So I said, how is it possible that Eifa is Italode? But there is such a shite that Eifa is Italode. So, I mean, how can that shite be explained? In other words, that shite holds, I mean, that shite holds that like the second girls in Tesis and Borokame. So in other words, there are two prerequisites. One is Chshive, and one is that Havim Mishkan. And what does it mean, Havim Mishkan? In its exact form, not the counterpart was in the Mishkan, not something similar to it was existed in the Mishkan, but the exact thing existed in the Mishkan. So Meile Eifa is Choshuv. It's a dual pass, so certainly, I mean, it's Choshuv that gives it Chshives. So and it is, but the exact, in this exact form, it did not exist in the Mishkan. It did not exist in the Mishkan. So Meile it's the Lord. Is in the order. And all those Rishonim who say that Eifa is an Av, so either they can agree with the Shit of Rabbi Cohen, that even if something existed in connection with Akovas Karbonis, the Mincha, let's say, so it's also considered Havim Mishkan, or even if we don't accept the Shit of Rabbi Cohen, so it's possible that Eifa existed, we discussed that in Valgadol, that Eifa existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, we can consider the construction of the Mishkan, or if we say that Eifa did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, and we don't accept the Shite of Rabbi Goyen, so they could agree with the first Gersei that Tesis in Yerukama mentions, that the one important prerequisite is Chshives. So Mele Eifa certainly is Chshives, and even though Eifa in this exact form did not exist in the Mishkan, but a counterpart of it existed in the Mishkan, so that constitutes it into anyway. But one thing is clear, I mean, when Tesis says in Borokame that according to one Gersei, there is only one prerequisite, Chshives, even though it's not Havim Mishkan, it means even it did not exist in the Mishkan in that exact form. But as long as the counterpart of it, something similar to it, existed in the Mishkan and in the Choshuv, so then it is constituted into an Av.
Shumim Zayin Shav, Yud Aleph, Shvat, Hetov Shalom, Zayin, June 29th, 1977, on Sunday.
Gemore, the Hodi Tan, Katalikov on the base. Azir Daladam is the case cell. The Milam Yutvochin, Kizirik Bavi. The Matom Yutvochin, Kizirik Boris. Vazirik Boris, Daladam is high. Now let's see the Rashi. brought it number 14 in the case to the Mukalei, the Velo Shmeino, and his Beckers. Kizerek Bavi, Upota, the Rinoch Birshus Arabi, the Rishus Arabi, the Mayo Maso, or Vishus Ayochid Namel Rinoch, Shaini Mokim Misuya, Sheiro Bidal, Sharei Rinoch, the Risha Kisa, Elo Bifon. Bifon, in other words, because Rashi was bred by a certain Kashi, if it's a Mayo, you would let it be. So he says it's not a Rishus Ayochid because it's not a Mokim Misuyen. If you have the Gavra Amud, that is going to be a Yud. But the Pneu Amud in the Rishus Rabin, or the king, so that's not a Rishus Ayochid. And the Rishus Rabin it is because the Milo Miyud, Avir Rishus Rabin, does not have it in the Rishus Rabin, it's a Mokim Tor. But the Lashon of Rashi is that the Milo Miyud Poter, why is it Poter? So the only reason as to why he's poter is because the anoche is in the mokim. But there is another reason as to why he has to. Now, if he is a reik, lemailo miyut. So what does it mean? Now, and then it hits. I throw a ball, lemailo miyut, and it hits the wall, which is a rab lemailo miyut. So. Doesn't it have reference to the case where the mikayim atira of the ball is also the milomiyut? Also the milomiyut. So that means that the ball traveled the dalet ames the milomiyut in the averishes arabi. So now there is a chiyuv of mavir dalet ames or zirik dalet ames vishes arabi. So now according to what Reb Chaim says, not according to the omdes of Rabbi Zalman, but according to what Reb Chaim says, we saw that on this there is really machlekes between Tetz and the Chiddush Aram in the sugya daf ches amud beis, when the Gemara says v'notal v'nosan shloshtem pturim l'ti yufte d'rove d'om arove ama v'chives mitchilas dal esiv dal b'shus arabim afal pi sheviri d'recholof chay. Tetz says pir sherashe afal pi sheviri l'mayu l'yud יהוה מוקים פטור ולא נראה ואם כן הלו מיפח מרבונון דאם רמי צמחונס לפלטי דאסטוב חייב ומי פור יחנם אלי ותבדיוב תדרובי לא אם הוא רבונון כאן מקבוסי. So the חידוש הרען says no, it's no cash against Rashi, it's no cash against Rashi because we cannot say לא אם הוא רבונון כאן מקבוסי because over there when the רבונון is כאן מקבוסי, so there is only an Indian of a neutral zone. But he was made to Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Arabi. Michonus, that's Mishus Ayochid. And Platye, so that's Mishus Arabi. But in the interim, there was some time in a neutral zone. So he was Mavir in a neutral zone. So the Rabbonon say that he is Chayim. The Rabbonon say he is Chayim. Masheinkin here, so we say, Lemet Yukte the Rove, because the Chiyov is for Mavir Daledamis, Mishus Arabi, inasmuch as he was Mavir, Lemailo Mereishi, Lemailo Meyud, so Memele, an essential ingredient of the Iser of Mavir Daledames is lacking. In other words, what Chiddush Aran says is in consonance with what Reb Chaim says. And, but Teisve says that Kashe, so apparently Teisve assumed like the Lomdes of Rabbi Zalman. In other words, Rabbi Zalman mentions a Raya from the Gemara Davor, so we explained the Gemara Davor, it shouldn't contradict what Reb Chaim says. So it seems that on that question as to whether, by Mavir Daledames, versus Rabin, so whether the Maisa Avere consists in all the Daledames, or the Maisa Avere consists only in being made in Mitchilas Daled L'Seiv Daled versus Rabin, but not every inch of the Daledames is an essential ingredient of the Maisa Avere. So Reb Chaim says that every inch of Daledames is an essential ingredient of the Maisa Avere. Reb Zalman says no. So it seems that on that point there is a machlekes between the Chiddush Aran and Teisves. So the Chiddush Aran assumes like Reb Chaim, and Teisves, in view of the fact that Teisves equates Meitz and Mechonos Leplatye Derech Stov, where there is no essential ingredient of the Maisa Avere lacking, except that in the interim, so he was Meitzi in a neutral zone. And he equates that with Derech Olov when it passed through
through the Avia Lemaila Miyut, so it seems that from Teisa, Teisus agrees with the Lomdes of Rabbi Sazalman. Now the question is this. Here Rashi says, Kizirik Ba'aviru Poter, Diloinoch Birshus Arabi, Dein Rishus Arabi, Lemaila Maso. So the reason is why Lemaila Miyut is Poter, because the Hanochein was not in Rishus Arabi. But there should be another reason as to why he's put there. Because the Etzem Avore was not Merishus Harabi. The Etzem Avore was not Merishus Harabi. Now, it's possible to visualize a case where Yizirik Lemailo Miyut, the Etzem Avore was Lemato Miyut. The Hanoche was Lemailo Miyut. In other words, if let's say here is Lemato Miyut. Let's say this point is Yutvochim from the car. Now suppose I start throwing the ball in a straight line up to the wall, and then near the wall it goes up and it rests above Yut. So in such a case he is Potter only because the Hanoche was Lemailam Yud, but as far as the Etzem crossing and the Etzem passing, so the ball passed, could have passed Lemailam Yud. But from Rashi, Daf Tzadik Tes, turn to the Gemara in Rashi, the Gemara Daf Tzadik Tes in Azir. It's mashma that this Mishneh deals with Daled Ames Mitzumtzomes. Now let's see. Now, we went over this Gemara in the first Perik in connection with the Teisves in Kaveres. Boy Rabbi Yechon. Now in the middle of Daf Tzadik Tes on the base. Boy Rabbi Yechon. Boy Atisho. V'yokam emenu chulye. V'yishlim el asoro. In the middle, just in the middle of the Omed. Daf Tzadik Tes on the base. Boy Rabbi Yechon. Boy Atisho v'yokam emenu chulye. V'yishlim el asoro. Mal. Akir aschevet vatsias michitze baradonikos. Umichaye, oy loy michaye. So if you have a bear yut, so it was a rishayoch. And he was a kere chulye, a clod of sand, of earth, from that bear. And then he was a kere chulye. And vishlim laso. And he threw it into that bay that heretofore was only 9 tefachim deep. And by throwing the cloud of earth inside that bay, so then it is boy Rabbi Yechon to be a tisho vokam and chuli, and it was ikia, and it was ikia the chuli v'yishlim alaso. So then he made it. So originally it was 9 tefachim deep. And then by being Eker, the cloud of earth, so it was made into 10 tefachim. So the question is it an Akire for Rishus HaYochid or not? Now, when he began the Akire detaching the cloud of earth, so it was as yet only 9 tefachim. But when he finished detaching the cloud of earth, so it was 10 tefachim. So the last moment of the act of the Akire, it was already a Rishus HaYochid. So is it considered? Akira Shevet Vasiyas Mechitza Baradol Kosei Mechayev Loi Mechayev Vintim Cholei Makim Lahav Mechitza Asoro Mi Kore Loi Mechayev Be'er Yud Vinosan Lisei Chulye. Suppose originally it was 10 tefachim deep. Vinosan Lisei Chulye, and he threw a cloud of earth. Umiyato, and it became converted into 9 tefachim Be'er. Mau Hanoch HaShevet V'yisiluk Mechitza So Teisus in the sugi of Kavara says, why is it more portion in respect to the Reishe than in respect to the Sefer? Because in respect to the Reishe it's an Akire. So an Akire has to be more Akire Chshuvo. Whatever the reason is, Oloi Mechayev, Tiv Shalit Melidei, Ditnan Hazirik Arbam is Bekeisel. This is the important thing here. Hazirik al damis bekeisel lemailo maasorot vochim kizirik baavir limato maasor kizirik boret vazirik boret arba amis chayev vaadminen vo uwaiz limato maasor kizirik boret zel is chayev volo in och
So it stuck. It stuck to the wall. So if it sticks to the wall, the Milam Yud on the wall is pot. But if it sticks to the wall, the Matam Yud is Chayim. Vamayokum Mayit Ma'abamis. So Rashi explained there is a machlikas Rashi in thesis. Vamay Mechayim. Homasvis and Daladamis Koshonim. Vatvilum Mitzum Tzomits. וחינוך בפני הקיסל נשמה את הזריקה מדל הדמס כדי מקים הדבלה וכתון החייב.
So the Mishnah deals with דל הדמס מצמצומץ. So when he throws the ball, so that means from the point where he throws the ball, where the ball is neck on the yote, up to the point where it rests on the wall, it rests on the wall. So it's מצמצומץ. So it's מצמצומץ. So the question is, v'chinoch b'fnei ha-keisel, so since up to the wall, this is the wall. So that means from here up to here, it's exactly the Adamis. Not the mashu more. But when the dveilo sticks to it, so it reduces the Adamis by a mashu. So it's a mashu. So the question is, וחינוך בפני הקיסל נשמעית אז יקנת אדם בשבועי זה חייב כי נמקים הדבי לא וכתון החייב. The answer is, but before it rested, before the דבי לא rested, so then it was דל אדמס. So even though with the resting it was reduced from דל אדמס, so it's חייב. So that means that where the הנוכה it is reduced from the רשיס היוחד with the Anoche, but up to the moment of the Anoche, it is a Rishis HaYochi, it should also be Chayim. So the Gemara gives it Teretz, Hosom Mivatle, Yochim Mivatle. Alright. So anyway, so Teisves is Chelik and Rashi's Pshat. But according to Rashi, so this Mishneh of Azirik Abahamiz Vikesel Lemailo Masorot Vochem Kizirik Bavya Lemato Masor Kizirik Voret has reference to a case of Daladamis Mitzum Tzomis. According to Teisves, the Mishnah does not have reference to the case of the Aldamis Mitzomis. So Mimele, now, here Rashi emphasizes, Kizirik Babia, Upotel, Viloinoch, Bershus Arabin, then Rishus Arabin, Lemaila Masoro. So the reason as to why he's Potter, why the Mishnah says he's Potter, Lemaila Miyudi, because the Anoche was Lemaila Miyudi. But as far as the passing of the ball, L'mayla miyud, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Only because the Anoche was l'mayla miyud. But, after all, for two reasons he should be potter. First of all, because the Anoche was l'mayla miyud, and then the etzem crossing, the ball passed l'mayla miyud. So you can say, no, we can visualize a case where the crossing, well, in crossing, it crossed l'mayla miyud. Let's say here is l'mayla miyud. It's 8 walking from the karate. So he threw it in a straight line, up to close to the wall, and then it went up, and it rested l'mailam yud. It rested l'mailam yud. So mimele, but according to Teisves, that the Mishnah does not have reference to the Adamis Mitzum Tzomis, we could say that. But according to Rashi, the Mishnah has reference to the Adamis Mitzum Tzomis. So just as the case of Lematam Yud has reference to the Adamis Mitzum Tzomis, so Lemailam Yud also has reference to a case of the Adamis Mitzum Tzomis. And everybody knows that the straight line is the shortest distance between two points. So Mimele, if the Mishnah has reference to the Adamis Mitzum Tzomis, so that means that since it rested L'mailam Yud, so that means that it went also in a straight line. Because if it didn't go, if it went in a straight line, so Mimele, that means that the Etzem crossing was L'mailam Yud. Not that it crossed L'matam Yud and then it went up. So then it wouldn't be a straight line. And since it is reference to a case of the Aldamis Mitzum Tzomis, so that means that the Zrike went in a straight line. If it went in a straight line, not that it went first like this, Limato, and then close to the destination, to the wall, it went up. So then it wouldn't be in a straight line, and it wouldn't be the closest distance. So but according to Rashi, so the Mishnah is reference to the Lamas Mitzumtzomis. So that means that it went in a straight line. In a straight line. So that means that as it crossed in the Rishis Rabim, it also crossed Lemayla Miyud. So why does Rashi say Upota the Lenor the Rishis Rabim, the Rishis Rabim Maso? The only reason as to why it is poter is because it's Lenor the Rishis Rabim. Two reasons. First of all, Lenor the Rishis Rabim. First of all, Loinor Bershus Arabim, and number two, because it crossed the Milamut. It crossed the Milamut. Alright, so you could say that the Pshat in Rashi, when Rashi says Daf Tzadik Tes, so Rashi says, Vamay Michayet, Daf Tzadik Tes, you look into the Rashi. Vamay Michayet, Homas Nisen Dalet Ames Kotomi, Vafilu Mitzumtzomis. So, in other words, not that the Mishnah deals only with Mitzumtzomis. The Mishnah deals even with Mitzumtzomis. But it deals with the case where it's not Mitzumtzomis as well. Now, in the case of Mitzumtzomis, so then, maybe according to Rashi, he's potter for two reasons. Because in the case of Tzumtzumis, so then the ball must have passed in a straight line. That's the shortest distance. So then, maybe according to Rashi, he's potter for two reasons. First of all, because the Anoche was Nemokim too, and then because the Etzem passing was not in the Rishus Rabin, but was in Nemokim too. But the Mishnah, while it deals with Mitzumtzomis as well, it deals with Yesem Mitzumtzomis also. So in the case of where it's not Mitzumtzomis, then it could have crossed. So then it could have, let's say, through it, so that it would go the Matomiyut for the major distance, and then close to the wall, it tilted above the ball, was raised, and then it rested L'mayla Miyut. So, but in that case, it will also be potter. Why? Because it rested L'mayla Miyut. So that's why Rashi, so you could say, this is the reason as to why Rashi says, U'potter L'noch B'Rishus Rabim. Not that Rashi holds that the fact that it passed L'mayla Miyut is not important. But the important thing is only the fact that it rested L'mayla Miyut. No, it's important, maybe according to Rashi, the fact that it passed L'mayla Miyut is also important. But we can visualize a case where it's not Mitzumtzomis. So then, the ball could have passed L'mayla Miyut, and then the ball was raised, and it rested L'mayla Miyut. L'mayla Miyut. So even in that case, he's potter. So in that case, he's potter because L'mayla Miyut. But in Achana. Pashtes Haloshen it's mashma, the only reason as to why he's poter is because of Loinoch Rishus Rabim. Alright, but it's not a Rayo Mechachas. Now, how about that child? Now, we have a aloche of Dafches. We had a aloche, Roves aloche Dafches. המאבי חיפץ מתחיל אז דלת לסייב דלת בשביל שרבים אף על פי שהעבירי דרך חולוב חי. So according to Rashi's פשעת דרך חולוב means שהדביר למעלה מיות. So according to Tesve, so דרך חולוב means something else with minimally smelly or right or something else. But according to Rashi, so by Mavi there is a halokhe that is high. And even according to Tesve, that Rove has referenced to another case altogether, but we have the aloche of Rebleza. Hameitzi maso lemailo masoro daf tzadik veitz. Hameitzi maso lemailo masoro atvochim chayet shechim maso bnei kohos. So that's a din poshut. That mavi, or vis-a-vis mavi, even though the etzen passing of the chifetz was lemailo miyud, so is chayet. Now, how about Zerik? is, do we say that Zerik is also chayav? So Mimele, we don't have to say. So then the Rashi is very simple when Rashi says, Kizeri be'aretz de'aver ishus harabim uvechayev v'chidin de'aver ishus harabim. No, u'kizeri v'avir u'potah v'lenoch v'ishus harabim. V'ishus harabim v'ayom v'asor. So Rashi only emphasizes the chison that hanoche was l'maylam yud. But the fact that the passing was l'maylam yud, that doesn't matter. You know, because of Rebbe Elazar's halacha of hameitzi maso l'maylam asor t'vorim chayev shechim maso b'nikos. But there is no raya, because the mass of Nikos was Mavia, not Mzeirek. So Mimele, by Mavia we have Yalfuse for mass of Nikos. By Mavia we have Yalfuse for mass of Nikos, that is Chayev. Even though he holds the Chayfetz, Lemailo Masoro, and the crosses Lemailo Masoro. So still he is Chayev. But maybe Zeirek not, or but maybe the same Yalfuse. That the Hamitzi Lemaso Lemailo Masorot Vochem Chayev Shechemaso B'Nikos applies not only to Mavir but to Zerik as well. Now, Teisves at the end of Azerik, I think we went over already in connection with the Teis Rabbi Gleyas Kashet that Vov Omud Aleph. So we went over inside the last tesis in Azerik, that Kuv Beis Omed Aleph, Veitziu Bifiv Chayev, Kuv Ebad Ado Dekos, Vibriyose Hava Anoche, Afal Kishem Halech, Kidam Rinon, Ksivoson Zuya Nechos, Veafal Gav Dipiv Vimayel Meyud Vin Rochav Dalet, Bot Lua Gav Rishus Rabin, Vidomo Vibuchya Beriye, that's our Gemara, and we're going to discuss it. The Oma Berish Pirkin, the Mokim Tuk also, the Hosem Mikin Kviyas Avetve, Vidomo Litrasko, Domo Ferek, Kame, Vilmatum Yudav Rishus Rabim, Vochaf Vilmailam Yud, Botel Agav Rishus Rabim. So even Vilmailam Yud, so it's Botel Agav Rishus Rabim. Veid, Vimavi Vilmailam Yud Kilimato, Vichoshiv Munar Rishus Rabim. So in other words, so the thesis, the Aturi Shemes, as to why Mavi Vilmailam Yud is Chai. One explanation thesis is because an Odom is Botel to Rishus Rabim. Just as a trasko is potter, is bottle, a kele is bottle, so an odom is bottle, and an odom is even more bottle than to rishus harabim than a kele. Kele is only bottle, only lemato miyut to rishus harabim, but lemailo miyut not. But an odom, even lemailo miyut, so in other words, even lemailo miyut, so is bottle to the rishus harabim. Even lemailo miyut is bottle to rishus harabim, and that's the same shite of the Rabbeisa of the Rajbo. The Rabbeisa of the Rajbo. So the Rabbeisa of the Rajbo, they say that if the Oni has his hand raised, L'mayla Miyud, in the Rishus Rabin, and the Balabais will put it in his hand, so it will be Chayev. Even though there is no Maisa Hanoch. Because, so that's the first Loshen Tesis. Afilo L'mayla Miyud, Botel Agav Rishus Rabin. That the Nodom is Botel to Rishus Rabin. Even if it is lemailam yud, the second explanation as to why hameitzi maso lemailam maso is chayev, the mavi lemailam yud kilemato v'choshiv munar b'rishus harabim, v'choshiv munar b'rishus harabim. So Teisa says, all right, Teisa mentions the Indian that it's considered munar b'rishus harabim. But from the lotion of thesis, it's mashma the mavir lemailo miyut kilemat. So even vis-a-vis the etzem passing of the ledames in rishus harabim, so when a person is mavir in his hand, so it's not considered only that he is mavir high above where his hand is, where he has the chifetz, but lemat also, because after all, is the same mokim as we explained it. Is the same mokim, the top and the bottom is the same mokim. Now, so, according to the first Loshen Teisves, it goes without saying that it's only Shayach, Ligabe Mavir. Because he holds it in his hand, so the Odom is bottle. But by Zeirik, it's not Shayach to say that it's bottle to the Rishus Harabim. According to the second Loshen,
We could argue that since this says the mavi lemaylo miyut kilemato, v'choshev muna b'shesarabim, so it's not only a halacha that applies to mavir because a person holds it. Maybe it's a halacha that the gzeras hakosuf of masav nikahos implies that since in the verb it's the same mokim, it's the same mokim, the top and the bottom, even though there is a halacha that l'mayla miyud is a mokim p'tur, but when a person is mavir, so avora takes place not only on top, but in the vertical direction at the bottom too. So maybe it applies to Zerik, but it's not mistada. I mean, even the second lashon in Teisves. So it's only Shayach, it's more mistaber that even according to the second lashon Teisves, that when a person is mother and mother mute, so on account of the fact that the top and the bottom is one mocking, so there is a vore over the bottom too, the mavil and mailam yud kelemato, that's only shayach when the person is mavil. He has it in his hand on his goof. So mimele, and the person's goof extends from the ground to the top. So mimele, there is avore not only on top, but there is also avore at the bottom. Mashenkin is zeirik, when it is just cold behavior, it's mistabia. When it is just called Bavia, so we don't say that insofar as the passing over the Rishus Arabim is concerned, so just because it was called, just because it passed over the same mocking higher up, so mainly it passed to the bottom too. If a person holds it, so mainly the person stands, he set up from the karaka, he stands, his feet stand on the karaka, and he walks on the karaka, and it extends into the Milam Yud. So then we say Mavi Le Milam Yud Kilamato. But when it passes over the Avia by Zeirik, Meichateise, that it's considered as insofar as the Avore, the passing through the Daladamis is concerned, that it's considered to be passing through the Mato too. After all, it doesn't occupy, it doesn't pass the Mato. But when a person holds it, so, and the person walks on the karka of the Rishus Arabim, so mainly it's considered to be passing, and it is the person who carries it. So it's considered, so the chayfetz, who is carried by the person, and the person walks on the karka, so mainly the chayfetz is also considered to be passing limato. Mashein came by Zeirik, meichateise, that it should be considered as passing limato. As passing limato. Now, so how about that child? How about that child? So if look, it should be tolu in the machlekes between the lomdes of Reb Chaim and Rebbe Zalman. In other words, which is really a machlekes between Teisves lomdes is like Rebbe Zalman, and the Chidush Aram dafches like Reb Chaim. So mele, if we say that like Rebbe Zalman, that the etzem passing over the dalav, over the Rishus Rabbim, over the Dalam Rishus Rabbim is not an essential ingredient of the Maisa Avere. Is not an essential ingredient of the Maisa Avere. So then, but the Maisa Avere is the Akir and the Anoche Mitchila Dalai Sein Dalet. And the Etzel passing is a neutral zone. As Rabbi Zalman deduces it from the Pashtes, Losh Nagmor, Davor in Shabbos. So in the case, suppose a person would throw the ball, he would throw the ball, and the ball would pass the mile of youth. But then, as it reaches the destination, the limit, the Dalai Lama's, it would go down, and it would rest the matam youth. So then, according to Rabbi Zalman Slomdes, he should be high, because after all, the etzem passing over the Dalai Lama's is not an essential ingredient of the Maisaveh. Is not an essential ingredient of the Maisaveh. that essentially given my Savira. Oh, so the Maisavira consists the Akira Mitchilas Dalet and the Anocha Misev Dalet. So even though the ball passed Lemailamiyut, but then just before it rested, at the end of the Dalet Ames, it descended, and then it rested Lemailamiyut, so then he should be high. If we say, however, like the Chaim's Lomdes, that's an essential ingredient of Maisavira, which definitely is the Lomdes of the Loshin that the Chidush Aran mentions, the Pches, so the Melee will still be Potter. And so by Mavir, so then you ask, so according to Chaim's Lomdes, according to the Chidush Aran, why is Mavir Chayev? Because we have especially Alfuse of Masav Nikos. So the pshat is either the first Loshen Tesis or the second Loshen Tesis, whatever it is, so that's only by Mavir. But that's not Chayach by Zerek. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishen in Teisves, Neirav, I mentioned it several times. Teisves in Neirav in Daf Lamed Gimel. Teisves in Neirav in Daf Lamed Gimel holds that even though Ameitzi lemailo masorot rochim is chayev, but when it stops, so he has to put it down on the karki. Or the chol apoches lower than yutrochim. But if he doesn't, when he stops, so he doesn't put it down lower than yutrochim, even though there is anochas gufei, so he's spot. Now, so according to Teisves, so what is the whole implication of the alfuse of Maser Nikos? After all, there is a special aloch of Masav Nikos. Now, so Hamitzi Masav Mal Masorot Vochim Chaye. So Shechim Masav Nikos. So it's Mashma only because of the Alfuse from Masav Nikos. That's the only reason. But if not for the Alfuse of Masav Nikos, so then he wouldn't be Chaye. But why? So, but if we say. Like Rabbi Zalman says that the etzem crossing of the Dalet Ames is not an essential ingredient of Ma'aseh Aveira. The Ma'aseh Aveira consists in the Akira Mitchilas Dalet Rishus Rabim, in the Anoche Lisei Dalet Rishus Rabim. But the etzem crossing is not an essential ingredient of Ma'aseh Aveira. So Mimele, why do we have to resort to a special posik? To his special posik, Shechimas of Nikos. So you'll say, no. Enoch Anam, as far as the etzim passing over the Dalet Ames Lemailo Miyud, we don't have to resolve the Yalfuse of Amas of Nikos. But the special Yalfuse of Amas of Nikos is necessary in order to be advised that even though the Hanoche was Lemailo Miyud, so he's still high. So that is all well if we don't accept Teis Veshite in Erev Daf Lamed Gimel. Teis Lamed Gimel. That Hameitzi Maso Lemailo Maso Rotvochim Chayv Masav Nikos, even if he doesn't put it down on the Karke Lematom Yud when he stops at the end of the Dalet Ames. So that's the whole purpose of the Alfuse. But as far as the Etzem passing Lemailo Yud, we don't have to resort to the Alfuse. But if we accept the Shite, the premise, in Teis Veshite in Daf Lamed Gimel, that Enoch Haname, the Hanoch has to be al gabi karkeli at the end of Dalet Ames. So even the Alfuse doesn't tell us that the Hanoch can be Lemailo Miyut. So what is the purpose of the Alfuse to tell us that the Etzem crossing can be Lemailo Miyut? So only on the basis of the Alfuse, without the Alfuse not. So in other words, so we have to say that according to Teisves, in Erev Daf Lamed Gimel, so the etzem crossing over Dalet Ames is an essential ingredient of the Ma'aseh Aveira. Because according to Erev Daf Lamed Gimel, that's the whole purpose of the Alfus. Now, we see that Teisves, Daf Ches, Amud Beis, agrees with the Lomdes of Rabbi Zalman. So we have to say that Teisves, Daf Ches, Amud Beis disagrees with Teisves in Erev Daf Lamed Gimel, and Teisves Daf Ches Amud Beis. that's the purpose of Yalfus. And as far as that's in passing, we don't have to resort to Yalfus. According to Teisves, Dafres, and Teisves Neirav and Daflamet Gimel, that we'll have to agree with the Shite of the Chiddush Arad. In other words, that the two Teisves in Shabbos, Dafres Amud Beis, and Teisves Neirav and Daflamet Gimel, are not in harmony with each other. Alright, that's one. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishenim, I mentioned it several times. I mentioned the Machlekes between the Teisves and the Rashba. Now Teisves Shite, again, in Erev Daf Lamed Gimel, and also at the beginning of Shabbos, so that Mavir, Mirshus HaYochid, Lirshus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, is Chayim. Why? Why is it Chayim? Because Mavir Mishus Ayochid, Lishus Ayochid, Derech Shus Arabim Mishayim. Also, Shechein Oyo Masov Nikos. Where do we see that, Shechein Oyo Masov Nikos? So we explained it on the basis of the Pshat that we mentioned in the Teisves connection with Kaveres, that the Rishus Ayochid is always Snoch in its own Rishus. So since we learn out from Masav Nikos, and what were the Nikos carrying? They were carrying the Mizbeah Adon, and the Mizbeah Adon was certainly Gobei Ayud Berochem Dalet. So Mimele, now, the thesis is shaming as the Kashi against Rashi, in the Syria of Kaveres, Rashi says that why is Gobei Kaveres, that is Gobei Ayud and Rochem Vov, is Potea, because in the Mishkan we only had Zrikas Chafotzim, we didn't have Zrikas Rishuiz. So it's a special aloha that there is no chiyu for zrikas rishui, it's only for zrikas chafotzim. So it is a shenim as the kashe. We did find in the Mishkan rishuis, havor of rishuis, so we nira da ashkham miya shoyu yu mitzir rishuis, ki no orin mizbeichetz, ki no orin mizbeichetz. So in other words, now Teisves explains why is kaveres, zir kaveres, gobei ayud roche vor poter, because it's mishus ayochid, it's Zirik Meshus HaYochid Meshus HaYochid Derech Meshus HaRabim, and we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, so Mele Zirik Meshus HaYochid Meshus HaYochid Derech Meshus HaRabim is Potter. That's why Bekaveres is Potter. Now, so we mentioned in respect to the Tzvishenim's Kashi against Rashi, the Ashkran Shoyimitzin Rishuiz Kinorim Mizbecheitz. So in other words, so that's Mavi, so Inachaname, according to Rashi. So, Mavi Rishuiz would be Chayev. Rashi only says that Zirik Rishuiz is Potter, but Mavi Rishuiz would be Chayev. Now, according to Teisves, that Zirik Averes is Potter. Zirik, because it's Mirshus HaYochid. Zirik Mirshus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid Erech Rishus HaRabim, because Rishus HaYochid, whenever it rests in its own Rishuiz, even though it is set up on the Kark of the Rishus HaRabim, so it's considered al pedim to be resting in its own Rishus, so that's why it's Potter. So Mimele Ligabe Mavir, so it's Chayev. So this is the Pshat in Teisves Neirav in Daf Lamed Gimel, and Teisves says that Mavir Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabim is Chayev. Why? Yalfuse from Masav Nikos. Where do we see that the Masav Nikos were Mavir Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabim? The Gemara mentions the Rablezer in his memory, so he mentions the Alfuse from Masav Nikos with Gabi Daladames. The answer is because the Nikos carried Rishuis also, I mean Gobei Ayud and Rochel Dalet, so Mimele and Rishus HaYochid, whenever it rests in its own Rishus, so even when it was in the Rishus HaRabim, it was considered Mirshus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So that's Teisves Shite. Anyway, Teisves Shite is that Mavir Mirshus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim is Chayev. And why? Because of Yalfuse from the Nikos, from the Mass of Nikos. So according to Teisves, even if he will not be Mavir Dalet Ames in Rishus HaRabim, just a little bit. Let's say one is Mavir Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, and the Derech Rishus HaRabim was only one Ames, not Dalet Ames. He'll also be Chayev. It's like, because it's Yalfuse. So it is like Meshit, Meshus Ayochi, Meshus Ayochi, Meshus Rambid Yudachas. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's the Daladames or less than Daladames. It's a special Chiyu. It's a special Yalfuse. So Mavi Meshus Ayochi, Meshus Ayochi, Meshus Rambid also is Chayev, even if it's Mavi less than Daladames. Now, the Rashbo is Chayev. The Rashbo in Erev is Chayev and Tesis. And he says that Mavi Meshus Ayochi, Meshus Ayochi, Meshus Rambid is only midrabot. Midraise is not chayev. Midraise is not chayev. Now, so that means that there is a machlekes between Teitzus and the Rashbo as to whether Mavir Mishtayoch 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 Rabbi Mishchayev or not chayev. Now the Rambam Shita also appears like the Rashbo, that Mavir Mishtayoch Mishtayoch Derech Yishus Rabbi Derech Yishus Rabbi Mishpot. Now, I think that I mentioned besides Teisa Shite is also in Shabbos, besides in being mentioned in Erev and Davon Yimu, at the beginning of Pesach Shabbos it's mentioned. So, but I mentioned the Miri Shite. Now, the Miri is mentioned in Azirik, that's a design, and it's also mentioned in Sukkot. But in Azirik, he discusses it very briefly. But in Sukkot, Davon Yimu, the Miri discusses it in great detail. So the Miri Shite is also that Mavir Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Derech Rishus Rabbim Mishchayev. But there is one fundamental difference between Teisa Shite and the Miri Shite. According to Teisa Shite, it's not on the basis of Svore that Mavir Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Derech Rishus Rabbim is like Mavir Daladami Mishus Rabbim. No, it's a separate Chiyu. It's especially Alfuse of Masav Nikos. So Mimele is chayev even if he's Mavi or Mishayoch, Mishayoch, Derech Yishus Rabbim, less than Daladames. Even if he was Mavi one inch in Derech Yishus Rabbim, just like Meshi B'Yutachas. So it doesn't require Daladames, because it's a special chiyuv. The Miri says, no, there is no special chiyuv of Mavi or Mishayoch, Mishayoch, Derech Yishus Rabbim. But the chiyuv of Mavi or Mishayoch, Mishayoch, Derech Yishus Rabbim is the same as Mavi Daladames, Mishayoch, Rabbim. So the Miri says, because it doesn't make any difference where the Akira and the Anoche take place. The important thing is that there should be Havored Adam Mishis Rabbi. There should be Havored Adam Mishis Rabbi. There has to be Akira and Anoche too, of course. But the place where the Akira and the Anoche, where the Akira and Anoche take place is not important. Is not important. And from the Lashon of the Miri, it's mashma, even though Reb Nachum Zembein to Tzoris Chaim distinguishes, but it's not mistaber. From the Lashon of the Miri, in the longest of the Miri, it's mashma that even if one will be mavi or mikalmeles, there are daladamis b'shus rabbim, and there will be an akire in one kalmel. Then he'll go out from the Carmelites and he'll carry the Chaytetz, the Aledamis and Shesarabim. Then he'll enter another Carmelites. And he'll be Maniach and it will also be Chayv. Nachum Zembe says, no, that here the Miri will be made, but it's not Mashma like that. Why? And the Miri explains it in Sukkot Afnan Gimu, that the essential thing is Avored Aledamis. The essential thing is Avored Aledamis. But there has to be an Akira Nanoche, because if there is no Akira Nanoche, it's not Itzoy. But where the Akira Nanoche takes place is not important. As long as there is Avored Aledamis. And that's the Miri Dachman Gimel in Shabbos. There's the Miri Dachman Gimel in Shabbos. Now, the Miri says it in regard to the Gimel in Shabbos, Dachman Gimel in Sukkot. Now, the Miri mentions that in connection with the Gemara, why the Chachomim in the Gemara says that the reason as to why the Chachomim Warike or the mitzvah of Shefer and the mitzvah of Lulev, if the first day of Rosh Hashanah or the first day of Sukkot occurs on Shabbos, why Midrash say you have to take a Lulev? Midrash say you have to blow a shofar. But Gzeira deRabbi, Shemo Yaverenu Amay Arba Amis B'Shus Rabbi. So the question, all the Rishayim raise the question, why does the Gemara mention only Shemo Yabrenu Arba Amis B'Shus Rabbim? Why doesn't the Gemara say is Yetzim, is a Yochel, is a Rabbi Mechtov. Where is a person likely to have the Shefer of the Lord? In a Mishis Ayochi. So there, he'll be Yetzim, is a Yochi, which is a Rabbi. Why does the Gemara have to say Yavren Abam is a Rabbi? So Rashi himself raises that question. That from Gimon Medalim. Yavren Abam is a Rabbi. Who adin the Motzalimim of Yetzim, is a Yochi, is a Rabbi? Elo Shebereid Mekemes, Vin Yonim, Amrinon, יש לוחש לעבור עשה בעם העמיס ולוחש לא יצוי כי אם הוא יומון הרבה קרמלס או יביקרפי פה יבגינו ואין כאן איסר יצוי ידי רייסה ויש כאן איסר אבוי ברשוס הרבי או יגבי על מסליט פרי ולא יציאי ונימח ליציאי פותה מי שמיצוי אם הוא יום עד לופש בלתיים כדי אמרים על מסך השבס so the Miri Arzuke so he says the reason as to why the Gemara Rabbi mentions Yavren Abraham is a Rabbi, not Meitzim is a Yochid is a Rabbi, because that possibility is much broader, has a much wider scope, because on account of the Chiyuv of Magad Adam is a Rabbi, so one is Chayev not only if he is Eker Mitchilas Dalet Reseiv Dalet is a Rabbi, even if he is Eker Mishus a Yochid and he crosses it. And he crosses the Rishis HaRabim Dalet Ames, and then he's Maniach in another Rishis HaYochi, he's also Chayiv. And from that Loshin Yisuke, it's Mashma, not like Nachem Zembe. So, it's Mashma, that it doesn't matter where the Akira and where the Anoche takes place. There has to be Akira and Anoche. But where it takes place, it doesn't matter. Because the Mir Rishite is, that the reason, it's not that Akira is itself the essential ingredient. If there is no Akira and Anoche, so then it's not Hitzoy, but it's not a Hitzoy Bikach, without being Geikel and without being Maniach. But the essential thing is the Avorad Adamis. So Mimele, but there has to be Akir Anochi, it doesn't matter where the Akir Anochi is. Now, obviously, I mean, that goes without saying, that, even Rabbi Zalman couldn't argue, according to the Miri, that the Etzem crossing and passing in Dalet Ames, you know, Shis Rabim is not an essential ingredient in Maisa Avere. That the Maisa Avere consists only of making an Akira and Mitchilas Dalet and Anocha Meseiv Dalet. Rabbi Zalman could say that in the other Rishonim, but he certainly could not say it in the Miri, because according to the Miri, this is the essential thing, nothing else. I mean, even Akira and Anocha is only like it now, according to the Miri, because it's not the Rechitzoy Bikach. So, of course, at the Miri, we certainly have to say the Lomdes of Reb Chaim. Now, so according to the Miri Shite, so there is a big difference between the Miri Shite and Teisa Shite. The Dachimina would be Mavi Mishayochid, Lishayochid, Arishis Rabim, and Western Dalad Ames, according to Teisa Zobi Chayev, it's a special Chiyuk, and according to the Miri, it would be Potter, because it's not a special Chiyuk. It's the same Chiyuk as Dalad Ames. So Memele, now the Miri mentions that in regard to Itzoye as well, to Zrike as well. In regard to Avore, the Miri discusses that in the Mechidush HaMiri on Sukkot at Mem Gimel. But in regard to Zrike, he mentions it here. Zeshe Kosav Bizeirik, now that is that no doubt on this. Zeshe Kosav Bizeirik, which is Rabbin, which is Rabbin, which is Yochid Benza, Shu Potter, Dafke, Bishin Shir Dalam, which is Kosi Shol, which is Rabbin, which is Kor, Amu Mechto, which is Yochid Ze, Bizor, which is Rabbin, which is Kaneg, the Amu Mechto, there is Yochid Ze, Abu Zakam, which is Bishin Shir, which is Chayim, which is Zeirik Abam, which is Rabbin, so Shu is Mistarfis. Hoyu go yoch achiv in tay. Vi kolchen, vi mave shiyamel vi shisarab im zev nich nas lo shis yochid lo yoch ve eva shiyamel shisarab im shchemel yoch hay. U miato in tzorich lema. I mean it's needless to be mentioned. It's such a dava posh the call it. U miato in tzorich lema. Bi zeirik mi shis yochid lo shis yochid. U shisarab im beemtsa. Shim hoyu bi shisarab im shebeemtsa dav dam eschay. So he mentions that the aloche, not only vis-a-vis Mavi Yomishnayoch Yoshayochid Yoshus Rabin, but also Zerik. Now, but there is a machlekes by Zerik, there is a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon, So only Rabbi Akiva says Zerik Mishayochi Mishayochi. But Rabbonon say is poter, so the Miri says Rabbonon say is poter if there is no Daladamis. Zerik Mishayochi Mishayochi Rishus Rabin, and it didn't pass Daladamis in the Rishus Rabin. It passed one Amen in the Rishus Rabin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he's still chayev. Mashen kein zeirik mishayochi mishayochi derech shes rabim and it pes dalet amish mishayochi rabim, then it's a chiyuv of zeirik dalet amish mishayochi rabim, because it doesn't matter what anochi. That's the shita of the Miri. So of course, according to the Miri, it goes without saying that it's a, that the dalet amish, the etzem pesing of dalet amish, is the essential thing. Now, so we, according to the Miri, we are forced to say that when the Gemara, when Rav Elazar says Amitzi Maso Lemailo Maso Chayev Shechino Yomaso Bnikos, so it's not as we said in the Teisves Pshat and Teisves, the last Teisves Nazirik, that the whole effect of the Alfuse of Maso Bnikos is Ligabe Danoch, that didn't go Danoch. Was lemayo maasoro, so is chayev. Is ligabi anochet. This is my maasoro. I mean, not as we said in respect to the teisves dafches and shabbos. As far as teisves, the last teisves in Azerik is concerned, so it says both things. But as we said in respect to the teisves in shabbos dafches, that it's ligabi anochet. Because according to the Miri, why do we have to resort to yalfuse from Maasad Nikos? That even though the Anochi is Lamailo Miyudi, is still Chayev. No, the Anochi is not important where the Anochi is. The Anochi can even be the Kabbalists, as long as there is Avored Al Adamis. So what is the whole purpose of the Alfuse according to the Miri? We must say, the whole purpose of the Alfuse Shechino Yimasab Mikos is that even though the Etzem Avore, he was Mavi Lamailo Miyudi, but it's considered as limatum yud, as tasteless, as the less tasteless in Azirik says. So that's only shayach in Mavia. So that's the alfusi of Masad Nikos, but by Zeirik not, because by Zeirik, so he, since he wasn't Mavia Bigufe, Biyodei. So the Meila, that means that the Etzem Avore was not in Rishus Rabin. So according to the Miri now, the Miri also explains the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Tzadik tests like Rashi, that the Mishneh deals with Daladames Mitzumtzomit. Now, and according to the Miri, we certainly have to say, like the Lomdes of Reb Chaim, so Memele, the question arises, why does the Miri himself say in explaining the Mishneh of Azirik Abahamis Bekesel Lemailo Masor Tvochim, Ikizirik Be'avir, because the Anoche is Lemailo Miyud, but apart from that reason, if it's Mitzumtzomis, if it's mitzumtzomis, so the etzem crossing was lemailo miyud. The answer is inachaname. In the case of the ladamis mitzumtzomis, so then there are two reasons as to why he's put there. But sometimes the Mishnah can also deal with not mitzumtzomis as well, and with not mitzumtzomis, we can visualize a case where the etzem crossing, the etzem passing, was lemailo miyud. Was lemata miyud, and then as it reached the destination, the kesel, so it ascended and it rested lemailo miyud. So in such a case, the only reason as to why he's potter is because the anoche is lemailo miyud. Now we have to say like that. Now. All right. Oh, so the Gemara has the cash. What did Tazir Dal Damis Kesh Lamayu Miyut Vorkin Zerik Ba'avi or Mat Miyut Vorkin Zerik Boret Ba'zerik Boret Dal Damis Chayev Zorik Dal Damis Beshus Rab Minolim Nim Chayev Omer Rav Yashe Shechein Erge Yerie is sehr gemachte in Zella ze Erge machte Lomelo. I mean, those who are engaged in weaving, why do they need the machtin? I mean, it wasn't necessary to resort to machtin in the process of weaving as such. Eloshech in Tefrir is those who are sewing the yeries, so they needed, they of course used machtin, needles. Tefrir is zirk machtin zelazeh, vidil megabahato, davayase. Maybe they were close to one another, so maybe it wasn't necessary to throw a distance of Daladames. So the Gemara says no. The Tarzan says it's impossible that they would set close to one another. Because then if they set close to one another, so when they stretched out the needle with the thread, they would strike each other. So they had to be removed from each other. Otherwise, they would collide with each other. So the Gemara says, no, they couldn't sit mamish in contact with each other, because then they would necessarily, the needles would collide with each other as they stretched out. But they could have sat very close to each other within a distance less than the Aladamis. Elo amar afchizde, shechineri giri ezeik zeichin, buch yabiri. In other words, because those who are weaving, who are engaged in weaving the yiriyeh is the curtains, so many times they were accustomed to throw the heddle, the clue to the curtain. Vale ain't to be your day. So then the dice staff remained in the hand, so melee it's still ain't the biyodei. So the Gemara says binischa basre, the last manipulation. Vob mokim ptuka azle. So melee, so that's not a meloche. Elo shechein irgi yiriyis zirkin buch yali sheali. And those who wanted to bow. Those who wanted to bow the heddle, the vertical cords, you see, from them, so they had to throw it to them. Maybe, so those who bowed, so were not Daladamas distance removed. So the Gemara says, in other words, if they had been next to each other, so then they would again strike each other on the border when Igabaya Havias Magin Yodishal Zel Ze Biswasa Eriye Kishemetrin Chutar. So Vidilmeshal Chufe Have Mishal Chave. Maybe they were sitting not in a straight line, but in a zigzag position, so Mimele they didn't have to collide with each other, even though they were sitting close to each other, because if, let's say, one person sits here, another person sits in a straight line next to him, so then he would have to strike each other. But if he sits at a tangent, at an angle, so he wouldn't have to strike each other. Shall maybe they set zigzag? And why do you say that some of the Jews in the Midbar used to borrow the buchya, the heddle, from another? Vatanya lumi ishish memachte asherei meise memachte meise veineise memleches chaveirei visu mavid al adame vishis rabim nil mechayev el kol al adame vishis rabim gemore gmiro. So that's the maskona of the gemore. It's halacha lemeishe misina. It's halacha lemeishe misina. Alright. Now, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Mikeishei shmavir rabim vishis rabim hafe. Masnit etone telishat. Rabache by Yaakov Omar Me'amer, the mind of Gemini Lechidrab, the Omar Rav Motzosi Migilastot, Birafchi, and we had it in the first period. Vichosel be Isi ben Yehude, Isi ben Yehude in Meir, Ovis Melochis Aboim Choser Achas, Vinechayu Lachas, Achas Visloi, Vatnan Ovis Melochim Aboim Choser Achas, Vavinum Bomion El Omali, Vomar Rabbi Yechen Shimosum Kulum Bel Machao, Chaye Valko Achas Vachas, Eime in Chayu Lachas Me. So Rabbi Yehude, Pshitalei Dimavichai. So the Sofik is only in all the other Melochas other than Mavir, but Mavir is certainly Chayev Skile. und Masnisse Pschitolo in Teile schreie. Wer auf Rabache wie Jakob Pschitolo in Mama schreie, Marsova Homi ist Lemis abge, because whatever Meloche dem Keishish did, that certainly comes within the Chiyum Misi. Und Marsova Homi ist Lemis abge. Now we saw, at that time, the thesis says, that the Sofik is only in regard to the Chiyuv Skile, but there is no Sofik in regard to the Chiyuv Kores and Chatos. Masheinkin derach here, and our Gemore, it's on the next stop, so he says that the Sofik is also in regard to the Yisea, to the Yisa Kores. To the Yisa Kores. So, but derach will also be made that as far as the love of Lissasek or Melocho is concerned, so it certainly applies to all the Lamites Melochis. But there is, according to the Rach, so he's in the Yudei saying there is one loche for which there is no chiyuv kores.
Shumim Ches and Shabbos, Yud Gimel Shvat HaTov Shalom Zayim, February 1st,
1977,
on Tuesday.
We up to the Gemara. Tone Rabbonon, that's a Likvah Bamitei. The Keishi is a slop pot. ולאו להם מרובינו מן במיתו מה להאו הם סלוף פוד אף כאן סלוף פוד Now so it is mentioned I mean in that Avinu meiz b'midbar v'hur lo hoyo b'sei chayido ha'yodim al adishem bar askera ki v'chete meiz u'bonim lo hoyo lei. So in other words, so it's mentioned in the Torah of Beferesh that he committed a certain avera. It's not that he was completely innocent. It's lotfot. So Rabbi Akiva says that what's the pshat b'chete meiz? B'chete meiz? That means because he was the Mekesha Sheitz. So, Dim Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Yudah ben Pseire, Akiva, bin kach u bin kach hato osit mit nesadim. Im kitlo recho, suppose it's true that he was the Mekesha Sheitz, but the Torah didn't spell out the name of the Mekesha Sheitz. So why should you mention it? Hatero kisosei vato migalo isi. Bim ra, if it's not true, that is, let's love God towards the Mekesha Sheitz, and even though it's mentioned explicitly in the Torah that the Chetimeis, that he was not completely innocent, but there is a big difference between an Aviro Kalo and an Aviro Chmuro. So Mele, so he's still a Meitzilaz. Ve'aloho goma gzereshove, so gzereshove loy goma. So, because Rashi says, "Velo gomak zirashove v'im kein likisus ha'atero." The havelikim forish, u'mishane Rabbi Yudah ben Pseire loy gomor, v'ein odam don zirashove ma'atz. V'elo. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah. So Rashi explains, "Zirashove loy gomar." That means that Rabbi Yudah ben Pseire did not deduce the zirashove. Did not deduce the zirashove. In other words, he wasn't mikablet, and he don't zera shove ma'atzme. So mimele, he did not deduce that zera shove. So according to Rashi, what does it mean zera shove ligomar? Who is ligomar? Rabbi Yudah ben Pseire, not Rabbi Akiva. Now, so Teisves also explained it like Rashi, because Teisves says grim tema v'ligma Rabbi Akiva shehu kiblo mirabe. ואם הרב נתם שאוהיר לו מקבולה מי אין גזיר השווה שבכל התאיר וזו איסו יסיר על החשב לפי חוך לא יקיבלו so we see that Tesis agrees with Rashi's pshat that when the Gemara says גזיר השווה לגומה it means that Rabbi Yudah ben Pseire was not מקבל not that Rabbi Akiva was not מקבל but the אורך
He says, no, that Gomar means that even Rabbi Akiva had no Kabbalah. So there is no kashi of the Isves Lidma Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva's Tzereshovi itself was not based upon any Kabbalah. Alright. Elo Mehichave, but the Torah spells out Kivichatimei, so he did commit a certain Avere. So the Gemara says, Miapilha. He was one of the Meapli. He was one of the Meapli. So in other words, we see from this Gemara, it seems, I mean, this is, as a matter of fact, I think that there is a Machlekes Rishenim in Ksuves. I don't know at the moment, I mean, who are the Rishenim, but it's in the Shin Kobetzes in Ksuves. There is a Machlekes Rishenim in regard to Cheskes Kashres. So there is a loche, you have to remind me that every person in Cheskes Kashres. Now suppose you know that a certain person committed an avera. But the question is, that's established that committed an avera. But it could be in one of two ways. The avera could have been an avera kalo, and the avera could have been an avera chmur. In other words, we know that she was mizane b'mezit. But question is, was she mizane b'mezit before she was an Eishishish, or she was Mizane B'mezid after she was an Eishishish? So I think that there is a Machlekes Rishenim in Ksuves, whether we can say Cheskes Kashres in such a case. So there are some Rishenim who say, we cannot say Cheskes Kashres, because when can you apply Cheskes Kashres if the question is, did a person commit an Avera or did not commit an Avera? So we say, you are minding the Cheskes Kashres, he didn't commit the Avera. But if we know that he committed Avera, and we know that he committed Avera B'mezit, if it's a question whether B'mezit or B'sheigik, then all the Sheinim agree that we have to be minding the Cheskes Kashres and say that the person did it B'sheigik rather than B'mezit. But if we know that Avera was done B'mezit, but the question is, was it done in such a way that the intensity of the Avera is reduced, or what is done in Avera in such a way, the Avera was done in such a way that it's an Avera Chmur. In other words, whether it was done before she became an Eishishish or after she became an Eishishish. So some of the Rishonim say that we do apply the concept of Cheskes Kashres. And some of the Rishonim say that we don't apply the concept of Cheskes Kashres. We don't apply the concept of Cheskes Kashres. The pshat is as follows. What is the aloche of Cheskes Kashres? There is a Machlekes Rishenim in Ksuves. I couldn't find it right now because the Shin Kobetzes in Ksuves is so bulky. I mean, it's not easy to find it. I haven't seen it, I mean, for many years. But there is such a Machlekes Rishenim, Shin Kobetzes in Ksuves. So the pshat in that Machlekes Rishenim is probably on this question. What is the basis of Cheskes Kashres? So we could say that Cheskes Kashres is based upon the halacha of Chazok and Mikore, just as there is a halacha that if we know that heretofore a woman was a pnuyo, so until it is established that the status quo is changed, so we presume that the status quo continues. If, let's say, she is an ishishish, so then, if we know that she is Mukadeshis, so then we say, the question is, maybe she was divorced, so we apply Chazoke de Mikore. If before she was an Ishishish, so she is Becheskas Ishishish, unless it is shown that the status quo was changed. So maybe we could say that Cheskes Kashres is also based upon Chazoke de Mikore. Chazok and Mikore, in other words, every person is born a tzaddik. Asil man tineki shal bisraban yinki shadayim shaloi poshu tineki shal bisraban shaloi chotu. So, mimele, if the question arises, did a person commit an avera or not? So he has a chazok and Mikore that he did not commit an avera. So we apply this aloch. So mimele, it's only shayach if the question is whether the person committed the Avera or did not commit the Avera.
So we apply the concept of Chazok and Mikor. So even in the case where the Avere was done, and the question is, was it done b'sheik or done b'mezi, then all Rishenim agree that we apply the concept of Cheskes Kashras. Because if a person does an Avere b'sheik, he's only a Chete, he's not a Roshe. But if he does an Avere b'mezi, he's a Roshe. Any Avere is a Roshe. A certain kind of a Roshe is not possible, this. But that doesn't mean that if it's an Avere Shein B'Malkes, he's not a Roshe. He's a Roshe even if it's an Avere Shein B'Malkes. The Loshna Hagmore in Yevomes is Elo Me'ato. The Gemore says Kolam Kaim Dim Rachomim Nikro Kodesh. So the Gemore has the Kashe Elo Me'ato Mi She'inim Kaim Dim Rachomim Kodesh Udolo Mikre Roshe Namelo Mikre. Beat me up. So in other words, so any Avere B'Mezit gives a person Ishem Roshe. So Mimele, even in a case where the person did an Avera, and the question is whether he did it B'Sheyik or he did it B'Mezi, so we apply the concept of Cheskes Kashres. Since he wasn't born not a Roshe, so we have to assume that this non-Roshe status continues. So it's part and parcel of the general principle of Chazok and Mikor. But we could say that there is a special chazok of Cheskes Kashras. It's not necessarily based upon chazok and mikore. Apparently, on that point is the machlekes between the rishenim. Those rishenim who say that when can we apply Cheskes Kashras only when the question is whether the person did an avera b'mezid or did not do an avera b'mezid. But if he certainly did an avera b'mezid, and the question is it kaloch muro? Was she mizane while she was a pnuyo, or was she mizane while she was an ishishish? So maybe we cannot apply if we say that the whole aloch of Cheskes Kashres is based upon the principle of chazoke de mikore, because a person is born a non-roshe. So maybe, so we have to say that the status of non-roshe continues until it is shown that it changed. So, but in the case where we know he did Avera B'mezi, she did Avera B'mezi, was it Znus of Ipnuyo or was it Znus of Ishishish? So it's a question of Chema or Isa. But you cannot say that the status, the Chazok and the Mikore of non-Roshe continues because she's a Roshe or a Mashas, whatever you have to call her. So anyway, so that's the sheet of the Rishenim who say that if we know that the person did Avere, but the question is whether it's Kalo or Chmuro, we don't apply Cheskes Kashras. However, the Rishenim who say that we apply the concept of Cheskes Kashras, even if we know it is beyond the shadow of a doubt that the person did Avere. But the question is it Kalo or Chmuro? We still apply Cheskes Kashras. So they say that there is a special halacha of Cheskes Kashras, like chazoke or beria b'zirzmanei. So there is a chazoke that a person is not a roshe, and even if we know that he is a roshe, but he is not such a roshe. Now, so according to the Rishenim, that who hold that there is no concept of Cheskes Kashras if we know that a person did an avera. There is a concept of Cheskes Kashras, even if we know that a person did the Avere, but it's a question of Kaloch Muro. So you understand as to why Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says to Rabbi Akiva, how can you be Cheshed B'Ksherim? And we see, that it's based upon Cheshed B'Ksherim, you see, because the Gemara mentions that. So, but after all, the Torah doesn't spell it out, but the Torah does spell out. And what does he say? Elomeicha have miapil. All right, that was also an avera. Miapil. Meisha Rabbeinu told them the mapilim. He told them. Vayima Meisha lomo ze atoim rimespi adishem v'yirisitzlo. One second. So we understand, because Eine Deime Chilul Shabbos, the Avera of the, committed by the Kishish Eitzim, to the Avera of the Mapilim was also an Avera. But how about the Rishenim who say that there is no Cheskes Kashres? Once we know that the person did Avere, so why I mean, so just as he's as he tines against Rav Akiva, he should tine against himself too. Why does he say, Ela Meicha Avim V'Apilu Avim? So it could be that if his Avere consisted in that he was of the Mapilin, who tried to go up the mountain, you know, to become the Eretz Yisrael, the Mapilin, so then the Avere could have been done b'shedik. Because, as a matter of fact, it's mentioned in the Torah in Shlach, Vayashkimu v'abekeh, Vaydaber meishes advorim ha'ele, el kol bnei Yisrael v'yisablu om mi'eit. Vayashkimu v'abekeh, v'yalu el rei she'or le'imeir, hinenu v'olinu el amokim, asher omar ad Hashem kichotonu. So in other words, so in a spirit of tshuva, they tried to be among the Mapilim. He says, they wanted, they had a desire to be of the Mapilim because they realized that they did a terrible thing in connection with the Meraglim. So, hinenu volinu l'amok ma shom ad Hashem kechoton. Vayim amei shalom oze ato evil mespi ad Hashem v'hilu sitzloch. V'hilu sitzloch. So that itself is very strange. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell them v'hilu sitzloch? That was the Dvar Hashem, that they shouldn't go up to the Har to become Eretz Yisrael. So what difference does it make whether it's sitzloch or not sitzloch? I suppose it is sitzloch. The Dvar Hashem is that you're not allowed to go, so you're not allowed to go. So it can be sitzloch. And here Moshe Rabbeinu said, and that was the Dvar Hashem, what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Vayim amei shalom ozeh ato evo mespi ad Hashem v'hiru sitzloch. So that was the Dvar Hashem v'hiru sitzloch. Apparently, the Dvar Hashem itself, the Yisa, for them to be mapilim was based upon the fact that it will not succeed. In other words, if they could succeed, then they will not need stave al pi adibu not to be mapilim. Because after all, why should they be stave? What did Mapilim want to do? They wanted to become Eretz Yisrael. And originally they wanted Stave to go into Eretz Yisrael and to take possession of Eretz Yisrael. So that was the chet of the Meraglim and all the Jews who followed the advice of the Meraglim, and that they thought that they wouldn't be able to conquer the Knanim. So because of that, the Rebbein Shalom told them that they should not go after the mountain. So that is an integral part of the Yisra. Why were they Yisra al Pedibu? Because they couldn't succeed. Because they couldn't succeed. So Mimele, it could be, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Lomo ze ata evrim espi ad Hashem v'hilu sitzloch. So Mimele, they might have thought, now, you see, so Reb Yudah ben Seira apparently holds. Now the Loshen HaPosik is Rabbi Slofkot, the Bnei Slofkot said, Kivichetimis. Now there is a difference between Chet and Ove. Chet is Vishedik, and Ove is Bimezit. In other words, of course, the term chet can cover mezi too, but ovein cannot cover shevik. So mele, since the Bnei Slofcho said ki v'chetei meis, they didn't say ki b'aveini meis, but ki v'chetei meis, so Rabbi Yudah ben Seire apparently, when Rabbi Yudah ben Seire apparently held that the mapilim, they were either as Dvar Hashem b'sheidik. Why b'sheidik? But after all, the Dvar Hashem was told to them that they cannot go. The answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu said v'hilu sitzloch. So that was the reason as to why they were also to go up to the Har Hashem. So to go up to become Eretz Yisrael, to be Mapil. Because it was Golovi Yaduah before the Rebbeinu Shalilom that they wouldn't succeed. So they thought, the Mapilim thought,